Exclusive: Senator Mark Wayne Mullen makes final pitch for BBB, prevents $4 trillion tax increase, builds the wall. By Hannah Knudsen on June 28, 2025. Sen. Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, made the final pitch for the budget reconciliation bill during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, noting that it not only prevents a massive tax increase on the American people but enhances border security, ushers in energy independence, and much more. Mullen predicted there could be a final passage in the Senate by early Monday. But he took time to explain why the bill is important and what it will do for the American people as Congress eyes President Donald Trump's preferred July 4th deadline. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to prevent a $4 trillion, that's with a T, a $4 trillion tax increase on American people. That doesn't matter what class you're in. You can be lower class, middle class, or the top 1%. Every class, if this bill doesn't pass, will see a $4 trillion tax increase. He explained, asking if U.S. taxpayers really need to send $4 trillion more to D.C. The answer that is, heck no. Keep that in your own community. Invest that in your own community. And when you as a business owner, you get to invest in your company, which invests in your community, invest in your state. You can spend that a lot better in Washington, D.C., he said. The bill, he continued, also finishes building the wall. It doesn't allow another administration to come in and say, you know, we are not going to build the wall. In fact, we're going to sell the material for literally a penny on the dollar and get rid of it. No, this actually completes the entire southern wall, which brings in border security, Mullen said, explaining that it also invests in the security force, allowing for more border and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents to be brought into the fold. We're investing in new border agents and ICE agents to help clean our streets up of these illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. Of course, the left media will call it, we are going after immigrants. We're not going after immigrants, he said, noting that Democrats are hijacking immigrants and lumping them in with illegal aliens. Further, the bill, Mullen said, ushers in energy independence, true energy independence, where we're not going to be relying on Middle East oil. We're not going to be relying on what happens in Europe to control our energy costs. We're going to be energy independent. What that means is, no matter what's going on around the world, our energy can be stable, and then we can become a net exporter of energy. Like we should be, because we have more energy reserves in our country than any other country in the world, the senator said. Additionally, the bill stabilizes our economy and cuts waste and fraud, according to Mullen. It holds the government accountable. Mullen also explained why the bill does not address more cuts, explaining, because this is called reconciliation. DOGE cuts deals with discretionary spending. Discretionary spending are the appropriation bills that we do every year, which typically leads to a CR, continued resolution. This because of its reconciliation, it can only deal with mandatory spending, which is Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. But Social Security we can't touch because of the Byrd rule, and it deals with taxes, he explained further. So there's several pieces of the pie that we're going after. Mullen said, describing the bill as one of a three-step process of getting our fiscal house in order. But we're cutting $1.6 trillion roughly. I'm using a rough number, because that number could change up or down depending on what the final package is. But regardless of what it is, we will have the largest deficit reduction in spending than any Congress in history, he added. If that's not moving our country in the right direction, please tell me what is. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. ROK, June 28, 2025. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.